You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The latest market report released by the Retail Institute of New Zealand shows a slow in price growth as well as a decrease in the volume of house sales. A move by the Reserve Bank this week to raise the official cash rate to 2.5% may lead to further impact on the real estate market. To get a sense of what this data means, especially in terms of future housing affordability, I spoke to Jen Badd from the Retail Institute. I began by asking her if the slowdown was to be expected and what it means broadly in terms of the state of the New Zealand housing market.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is not an unexpected result in the June sales data. So New Zealand's median price increased 4.2% year on year up to $850,000, which is quite a change from the numbers we were seeing last year when we were talking, 25% year on year growth. So quite a change. And not surprising because we're in a really different market now. The dynamics have changed considerably. We've seen a number of increases to the official cash rate and well signalled by the Reserve Bank that there will be more. We've got inflation and global economic uncertainty, which is all meaning that, buyers are more cautious in terms of their activity in the market at the moment.
Is it likely that the Reserve Bank raising the official cash rate this week will have a substantial impact on the housing market?
It's hard to say if the impact will be substantial, but it's likely that it will have an impact. I think what's happening for buyers at the moment is they are constantly redoing their numbers in terms of what their mortgage repayments are going to be like over time. I think with these changes, they have been fast and quite considerable, but they have been well signalled. So anybody buying in the market today knows or should know that it's likely there will be further increases in the coming months, and they'll need to factor that into their feasibility when they're looking to buy.
How exactly does the official cash rate or any action really from the Reserve Bank affect housing? What are the sort of mechanics of that?
Well, the official cash rate essentially impacts on what interest rates the banks will charge mortgage holders. So as the official cash rate goes up, the interest rates being charged to borrowers also go up. So if you're looking to buy a property, the cost of your mortgage, cost of your financing will rise accordingly. And, because it's gone up a number of times this year, your $100,000 mortgage or however much it is costing you more and more every month if you're floating. But if you're fixing, if you think about people who got their mortgage locked in last year at, some of those numbers were like 2.5, 2.3%. If they're looking to refix, say, middle of next year, they could be looking at 5.5%, 6%. So that will really change the numbers for borrowers.
The number of houses being sold is slowing also. Does this say anything about affordability?
That's a great question. I think, what we've seen is a considerable slowing in the number of properties being sold. So down 38.1% across the country compared to June last year. And the dynamics are interesting in that we're not seeing a whole load of new properties coming to market. We're seeing properties stay on the market longer. And that means that the days to sell a property has gone up 13 days to 44. So from an affordability perspective, there's a lot more choice for buyers, which means they can take their time and they can find the perfect property, but then they're also